Some people call me the space cowboy.
Yeah. Cheers, brother.
Some call me the gangster of love.
Do you remember what this is from? Do you remember like what?
Call me Maurice.
Did you ever see the Simpsons episode when where he met Homer for the first time? Homer met Marge.
Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong.
Shout out to
Steve. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here with all your
assholes. Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Cause I'm a picker, I'm a cutter, I'm a lover, and I'm a listener.
Yeah.
I play my music.
Fuck, that was an abrupt.
We're doing another joint episode, me and George Wang.
Yeah, dude. These are my favorite episodes. You started me on this.
Uh-huh.
And, fuck, I feel like we're...
How long has it been already? Oh, by the way, I'm here with George Wang, guys. Me, Martin Rizzo, and then I'm on George Wang's podcast.
So we're doing a double penetration podcast
today.
Oh,
DP, bro.
We're DPing your ear, dude. You got one in one ear and the other ear. Again, DP, bro.
DP, not that Dr. Pepper, bro, but that double hook-in. Double podcast.
I remember I was at a job once, and the manager goes...
Wait, Mike.
Oh, did my mic... Oh, fuck, my mic. Sorry, guys.
Oh, shit.
It might have sounded far away, but I'm sure I got it, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. You guys are probably going to hear, like, whoa, what? I forgot to put on my lavalier, folks.
George forgot to put the lavalier mic, but we're back,
so
George Wang is back.
Yeah, we're talking about DPs, so I was at this job once.
You DP'd someone?
No, the manager goes, hey, can you mind getting me a DP? And then, you know how you know, like, I'm a comedian, so I don't think Dr. Pepper.
Mind, bro? Yeah.
Right away, yeah. I was, like, just thinking of, like, something funny and perverted to say back, but I was like, you can't do that.
Well, what year was this?
This was like during all the Me Too shit.
Oh yeah, no, dude, that you've been crucified, bro.
So then I know someone goes, he goes like out loud, he's like, a DP, huh? And like all the guys knew what DP meant, and she turns around, she goes, what's DP?
Oh shit, no, don't tell her.
Yeah, I was like, don't tell her.
No. She didn't like it.
Would you ever bust a DP, like, with a good friend, if you could?
No.
It's too weird, right?
Your dicks are rubbing, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're coming because of her pussy or his dick.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Because you're, like, rubbing. You're like, oh, is it her pussy? Is it your pussy? You know? Yeah.
A DP. I wonder what a girl must feel like to be DP'd. You know what I'm saying?
Like that.
That's insane.
Oh, by the way, we're drinking margaritas.
Yeah, I made some margaritas.
We're drinking some Ritas, bro.
Some margaritas, man. It's been a stressful week. Well, not a stressful week. Well, yeah, kind of. A lot of new things in my life, guys. I started a new business. I actually opened up a little pop-up at the mall. So
that's so cool, dude. Dude, San Diego Mall is a dope-ass mall. So, yeah.
It's a cool mall. Yeah, I opened up a little spot in the mall.
A little skate shop?
A little pop-up skate shop, electronic skate shop. We sell penny boards.
How's that, dude?
Like it's like any new business. I'm not new to this type of shit. It's just, it usually starts out pretty slow, and you're just trying to catch up to making your money back.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is
the electronic boards are the ones that are like grabbing all the attention, huh?
To be honest, it's these little rocket scooters.
The rocket scooters?
Yeah, kids love like these little rocket scooters.
Uh-huh.
So they're basically like, it's like a fucking tweaked out razor.
I see it. I was like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. It looks like a razor from the future,
they
bro.
They start crying. Like, if the mom doesn't buy them, the kids will cry. And then they have to buy them.
Dude, yeah, that's fucking so. Like, is that right now where like you guys are making the most money off the scooters?
Well, yeah, mostly it's the scooters. But like, it's what sucks right now, because it's a startup, we can't hire people.
Yeah.
So it's just like me. I live and sleep there.
That's crazy.
Bro, it's like
9 to 9.
Basically, as long as the mall's open, by contract, we have to stay open.
Really?
Yeah, now it's gone too gnarly where I was like, I can't do this, because last week I just worked every day all day.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, this is like inhumane.
But hey, the thing about that, you're there, man, and you have Wi-Fi there, use the you're just like, just promote yourself like crazy.
You know what?
Upload your videos, you know? Yeah, you know, you have that tool, you know?
You're right, dude. I even think you know what though? I have been. I've been upping my voiceover game. Like,
exactly.
If you guys watch my stories, I've just been going crazy on voiceovers. I mean, I'm not to sound like a pervert here, but come on, dude, there's a lot of really pretty girls walking around. Like, I feel like those movies, like those 80s movies where they work at the mall and there's cat girls all day.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
dude.
So that, yeah, I'm at the mall all day. And then my dad recently got, he had a problem with his gallbladder.
Oh, it's his gallbladder.
Yeah, okay. So he has a bad bladder. He can't digest fat anymore. So he had to get it removed.
He needs to now eat like what? Like,
he has to eat really good.
Yeah, and you're going to be there to tell him.
Because his kidneys aren't doing too good. This is his second big complication.
Really?
He had heart problems. So for you guys out there like that have parents, our parents, they don't know how to eat. I mean, honestly.
Oh, dude, especially immigrant parents, man.
Oh, God, they're the worst.
My mom tries
to put
fucking
anything in their mouth that's a fucking food.
Exactly. My mom fucking makes me like fucking like some greasy ass eggs and fucking chorizo and like, oh, here, eat this. You know, this helps. Like, no, it's not. I'm gonna fucking die.
Yeah. That's why Felipe went vegan, dude, right?
Yeah.
Because he's fucking. Yeah, guys, it's a serious thing, man. I have a few friends this year that had to go vegan because
it's the dude.
I mean, it's good. I love greasy shit. I love fattening foods.
But you
I love
skate every
barbecue.
Day, so it kind of balances out.
But even so, like, I'm not proud of myself when I eat bad, even though I love it, dude. I mean, who
fucking
can resist,
good, man?
Yeah, who can resist fucking, you know, Taco Bell? You know, like,
dude. Sometimes my favorite thing to do is just like. When I'm by myself,
get Taco Bell, right?
That, or when I'm by myself, I'm craving like a big old pizza for myself, like Little Caesars, get some breadsticks,
and just watch TV,
and just fucking do that.
And do nothing.
Dude, after like a skate sesh, bro.
That feels good. Well, yeah, skaters don't really live a healthy diet, you know?
Hell no.
But I'll tell you this much, I've been on both sides of the fence. You know, at one point I was really obese because I got with this Korean guys. A little tip: if you date a Korean woman,
they'll feed you till you get fat.
Yeah, if you like your shape now, let's say you work out, you're ripped. Don't get with the Korean girl, dude.
You'll, really?
Guaranteed. Give it a year, you'll be fat, dude. You'll be like Rob Kardashian hiding.
Oh,
like, yeah, you'll be like Kanye in the jumpsuit. You gotta.
Yeah.
There's only pictures of you circulating around, but you don't. You're like scared to reveal yourself. You know. I went through that phase where I got really big.
How big? Because I seen pictures.
Yeah,
house.
I got up to about 230.
Dude, how old were you?
I was a fat slob, bro.
And you stopped skateboarding.
I stopped skateboarding. Got with a girl. All we did was eat, and then I picked up a really bad beer habit. So it was like 6-pack of beer a night. I was eating a bag of Reese's Pieces.
Oh, that's good, bro. But you weren't skating.
I lived at 7-Eleven, bro. Chili cheese or the Fritos, you know, when you put the chili in the bag.
Yeah, just bad. That's the best way. That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah, but this is why your parents have diabetes and your dad loses an eye. And like,
and you weren't skating out. You're just working.
I was just a fat fuck, dude. No, I'm skating. Now am I?
No, back then.
No, I wasn't skating, so I just blew up.
Damn, dude.
And then I had to lose the weight because.
Were you still laying the pipe, though?
I was laying the pipe. I got more pipe as a fat fuck because my confidence was there. You
really?
Because when you start working out a lot, you start becoming like a chick. You become more self-conscious and you always think you're fat and you're like fucking ripped as fuck. It's like you develop a complex and you're a lot more guarded. And I mean, because part of like working out too, a lot of it comes from insecurity. And you're trying to, a lot of chicks work out because they just want to patch up like the husband left. So they think they're ugly.
Yeah.
So they have to fucking work out every day to feel pretty, you know what I mean? Or look like the other girls. And like, I know for me, it was like, I couldn't take it. Like, you know those like funny mirrors?
But it's because that wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
You weren't used to being fat ever. Yeah. You know, when I got fat, I got fat because I stopped skating, bro. It's crazy how that happens.
You get so fat when you stop skating, dude.
Yeah, dude. I remember.
That's so funny. You just fucking.
I
fat out.
Eating bad, though, drinking soda a lot. I used to smoke a lot of cigarettes, drink a lot of beer, man. And that's what happened. And then I remember after 2 years of being fat, I was like, no, you know what? I think it was a year and a half of being fat. And I was like, this isn't me, bro. I was never fat.
Is being fat a real thing? Do you think? Okay, because, like, if we were savages that didn't, like, have, like, let's say there was no company that ever made an artificial.
I don't want to talk shit about fat people, man. But I know, but it's just like I was never like that.
Not talking shit about fat people, but I'm saying it's like by our natural state, physical state.
No, we're not supposed to be.
Like, every time we look at those caveman diagrams, they're all ripped and hairy, but they're all ripped.
It's always walked a lot. There's no such chance for a chicken.
Yeah, so I feel like fat is a byproduct of, like, fucking bad, just food.
Food, you know?
Like, bad foods.
Exactly, you know? I mean, like, if you, yeah, there's never, yeah, I mean, if you, like, China, or, like, where is it where everybody rides bikes? Japan,
China.
There's really no obese people out there, right? Because everybody just fucking...
Yeah. In Japan, bikes. They have... did you know it's like a... I don't know. In certain provinces, you get a ticket if your waistline is past a certain amount.
Really?
I'm not lying. Look it up.
What?
Like, they measure you with a like, ruling tape.
Who the fuck
yeah.
they?
Yeah,
fat.
Because they don't want obesity. And they're
Whoa.
Fucking...
He looks fat or something.
Well, it's because I think they, like, There's want a, you to represent their community as a whole.
What is this at?
I don't know. Just look it up. Put, like, illegal to be fat
Maybe
in Japan.
Because, you know, a lot of people...
Maybe there's no space, and if you're fat, they think you're taking too much space.
Exactly, because, you know, like, I forgot what country it was. I think China, I heard that, like, to own a car, you need proof of a parking space.
What?
That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you need a car... No, if you want to buy a car, you need to show proof that you have a parking space because there's so much cars out there, there's so much people, you know?
That's so crazy.
Or, you know, the whole thing about you can only have, was it one kid per family or mm-hmm. what?
Yeah, that's true. They have to put population control.
Yeah.
So, you know what happens? You know what they do? A lot of times Chinese people will just migrate here to have a baby so they can be citizens and then bounce back.
And have another baby out there?
Yeah, so they can, like, have a baby here and a baby there and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Damn, gangsta, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of little tricks. Like, Chinese people were very practical.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
We're not, you know, like, you tell them, like, oh, believe in the universe. Like, they'll say, shut the fuck up. That I made the universe.
Uh-huh.
You know, we made it in a fucking factory. Like, everything is just so, like, matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I there's a girl in this skateboarding thing that we work with. She doesn't even believe that marketing is a thing.
What the, how old is this?
She'll just be like,
I mean,
how
old is this?
Why is there a picture of a guy on the board? Just show the board. Because you need to show that people.
Yeah.
She's like, no, this just doesn't make. Like, how does that not make sense?
Who is
I was like, the board is meant to ride by people. No,
I
no, no, no.
They dropped this lady.
Yeah, but it's just like she's not thinking in terms of American. Like we're into branding,
yeah.
and creating to
exactly.
sell. They're more like make the thing and sell it.
It's like when you used to watch those ads on those magazines for like the cigarettes. You know, it's like you can just can't show a pack of cigarettes. You need to show people having a good time.
You have to show people having a good time. But if you drive around in like immigrant areas,
yeah.
There's no marketing in those fucking places.
Not really, no.
It's just a sign. Sometimes they don't even have a name.
Because they can't pay the
It
can't
just
pay
says
for
Alberto
actors, bro.
All that shit on
you
the thing.
You're
like, I didn't even know this. What kind of food they sell here. You just smell the food, you know? It's like, because they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They just, this is a restaurant. We sell food.
Yeah.
You know, but Americans are like, no, what type of restaurant is this? So you got to fucking, you know, make it look all crazy,
you know? Did a Sprite commercial, huh?
Yeah, I did a Sprite commercial.
Did you have to drink the Sprites?
No, you had to pretend to hold the Sprite bottle and like
Where'd
jump.
Where'd you shoot that commercial at?
So long story short, yeah, I had just gotten to acting. Like I really, you know how it is. Like I was breaking my cherry
before
in like commercial
before,
acting.
Before comedy?
Yes, way before comedy. I was taking acting classes and then this guy, it was like this black hustler dude.
Amen.
Nah, he was just
Wait,
like,
where at? Where at? Where'd you take classes?
He's like, man, this shit bullshit. Like he hated the class.
Yeah.
I was like, why do you take the class? He's like, nah, I just, you know, I need to keep something to keep my acting shit sharp.
Sharp, yeah.
He's like, but this is bullshit, man. Like, there's a way to make money off this shit. He's like, go get some headshots, put your shit on LA Casting, and just start submitting yourself, dog. Trust me. I was like, all right. So I did all of that. And then the first call audition I had was for Sprite.
Yeah.
Skating. At the time, dude, I was like, super ripped. I was probably like 2% body fat, lean as fuck.
You were super lean before, huh?
Yeah, really lean. So I kind of went.
You didn't eat anything back then, huh? It was like
I just was very strict on my diet.
Really?
Yeah, you just can't. Yeah, exactly.
Like, what would you eat?
Just chicken and vegetables.
Like steamed
and
chicken?
And I fast a lot.
Really?
Yeah, you have to fast.
Could you imagine yourself doing that now?
I kind of want to again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get lean again, to be honest. Like, I like having a little size, but I would rather, like, to keep the size and lean out.
Yeah.
But then, So, yeah, so I show up to this audition. It was the first time, like, you saw how fake Hollywood was.
Oh, man.
Because the skaters showed up, and they thought the skating was a part.
What do you mean?
Like, they thought you had to, like, act the ollie out and shit.
Act the ollie, pretend to ollie?
Yeah, it was just, like, I looked at the skaters that they had shown up.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell, like, the guy took the board out of the garage because the tail was off.
It's not even old. It's not even a new board. It's, like, old board from the 80s.
Yeah, it was old board from the 80s. The wheel is orange as fuck.
Yeah.
You know when they, like, you know they don't pop right? They just, like, tail skid the whole way. Because, yeah, like, the tail was, like, it looked like Gumby's head and shit. It was, like, chipped everywhere. It's, like, really? Doc Martens, Mohawk? I was, like, really? Like, who's going
to... go to the same audition? I feel like we went to...
Yeah, it was just every... Yeah, those same guys. They go to every fucking extreme guy audition.
Yeah.
He's BMX tomorrow,
fucking,
you know?
Fucking hipster, bro.
Yeah, so they showed up posing, like... I'm a skater, so I know you're a poser. Like, Jinko, like, it was a beanie with, like, a chronic leaf on it.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Chain wallet. I was like, why do you think we look like that, bro? Like, what fucking movie?
That is so funny.
You know, that it was like, what movie did you watch to fucking copy the, you know? So anyways, the director goes, like, I want you guys one by one, show me your, like, minute line. And I think it was at the Cove in Santa Monica Skate Park.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone show me what you got. Dude, everyone couldn't skate.
Really?
It was like a guy pedaling Mongo and they're falling.
Yeah.
It was like weird because it was almost like a little, it was like a,
you were the only one that
a
was
fucked
wild.
Up street league.
Oh, is it Hino? What the fuck's going
it
on?
It was like a fucked up street league. It was like Tampa.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Is your light hunted?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, shit.
No, I think just the lights going out.
Dude, I'm buzzed, bro.
You're buzzing.
I'm fucking buzz off these Ritas, bro. These margaritas.
It's because you don't really drink hard alcohol.
Yeah, I don't really drink it. I don't drink at all.
Yeah.
You're the one that gets me fucking drunk, bro.
I know. You come. Listen, you guys out there, if you ever want to come on the podcast, you're not going home sober. You know this.
Yeah. I still tell you the story, though.
So, yeah, the guy goes, he yells fucking, all right, action. And then all these skaters are just standing there. Like,
falling down.
Just, it was like watching a YouTube guy try comedy.
Oh my god!
It was just horrible.
A Vine star dude.
Yeah, just like, what are you doing, dude? And I was like, I just like, seriously, I was being kind of a dick out there. I was like, get out of the way, dude. Just do all.
Get out of the way, loser, poser.
So I remember my line, dude. I did a Vario hill on the fucking bank.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I was like at that time I was kind of skating. You know, I wasn't as into it,
but you already had all these tricks.
I was maintaining.
That's a pro trick.
So I did a Vario hill on the thing, and then I just did like a ollie, like a fat ollie on the side, and then like a board. Just basic, you know?
You could have just ridden your board, and that would have been it. Cause you
dude,
were
I could have done
more.
A power slide and got the job.
You could have just been riding your board, looking cool, and you would have gotten the part because nobody else, that's way more than what the other people could do.
And then I remember like just leaving there, because I had never done an audition. I was like, oh, that was cool. And then I get a call. Hi, this is Kathy with casting. Oh, hey, how's it going? Director liked you.
Wait, what's her last name?
I don't know. I forgot her
name. Was it Knowles?
No
Kathy
idea.
Knowles, because that's when they booked me for the McDonald's commercial.
Someone big, and then they're like, "All right, come back." And then they're like, "You got the job. It pays $1,000 up front.
Woo!
If our client buys it in the China market, you get an extra $10,000.
It pays for the day. The $1,000 for the day.
Yeah, $1,000 for 2 hours of eating crafties and maybe 30 minutes of work. And you know what I did? At first, they wanted us to jump down the Venice 9. And I was like, I'm not ollieing 9 stairs. But I think they got it into their freaking heads that too much liability.
Yeah,
they can't have us fucking fly. Because what if we break our ankle? You're
fucked.
Yeah.
That's the shoot.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, we can't do that. We just want a picture. So what they did is they had us jump off a diving board and pretend to ollie and into like
a pool?
Fun balls.
Fun balls. Hey, how does that feel?
Fun.
Fun.
So for 30 minutes, I was like,
ollie into a fun, dude, into a fun
ball?
And
you didn't even have to use your board.
You ollied?
No, fake ollie.
You fake ollied into a fucking pool full of
and
fun
I had
balls?
To hold a fucking Sprite bottle.
How does it feel when you fall down? Does it hurt or no?
Fuck no. It feels like a McDonald's commercial when the kid jumps in from the back.
You know what my dream
is? And he's like smiling in the face.
You know what my dream has been?
What?
When I get enough money, I'm going to build like a skate park in the back of my house.
And have a fun ball house.
No. Build a stair like a seven stair staircase and like a handrail. No, a 10 stair handrail that goes into a foam pit.
That would be sick.
a foam pit, a pit made with a foam.
And you just fly into
the
foam.
Dude, you would try any fucking trick into the fucking handrail. What do you do?
Well, it depends. What if you land on the stairs?
The stairs would be made out of fucking like a yoga mats.
That would be funny. You'd still get fucking broke though.
You could, but imagine just going down the fucking handrail to the fucking foam pit. That'd be sick, bro.
That would be fun.
You would try so many tricks on a handrail, like back lip.
I probably would just try to board slide it.
Dude.
I don't like rails, dude.
Rails are scary, dude.
There's just those guys that get how to skate rails. For the beginning, I've never been like a rail guy.
I need to push myself to do rails, dude. I remember one time the skate lingo, but I tried a frontside lip slide a fucking sixer handrail. I fucking ate shit, man.
Like a street handrail?
Street handrail.
Was it big?
The rail was low, but I was getting onto the fucking handrail. Like, I got into it 3 times. Okay. Last one I went, the back fucking tilted and it hit the rail. I flew and my knee hit the fucking handrail at the bottom, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was broke, dude.
Oh, no way.
So 7-Up, no, Sprite commercial.
Sprite. And so then I just remember after we shot it, I went home, like, it was, like, 2 months into it. Like, I had done it. And then me and my girl were kind of, like, I was kind of stressing out because I was strapped for cash.
Yeah.
She wanted to go to Vegas and do all this shit. And I was like, oh, I don't have money.
Dude, calm the fuck down.
And then she got all mad. And then I went home and found a fucking $10,000 check.
Oh, my God,
and
dude.
I was like, oh, my God, right?
Did you want to cry?
I wanted to cry, and I felt like I won a fucking jackpot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I used to work at professional jobs. I was like, that's a year of work. Like,
yeah,
you know, these like shit jobs. And you're like, oh my God, I got that in an hour. So then I ended up taking her on a Vegas trip.
Oh my God.
Dude. I fucking spent so
much.
Your
fucking confidence was up high with your girl. You're like, you know what? You see this bitch?
It was super high.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fucking pretty cool, man. So, I mean, that's the cool part of commercial acting.
Yeah. That's good. I remember, yeah, because you'll post that picture a couple of times for like Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
See, I remember I went
to
this.
Keep reminding people and shit.
Yeah, hey, bitches, I did this. remember we went for that same audition a couple, like 2-3 years ago.
The gorilla one?
The gorilla one. So it was, I forgot for what company.
I think we both got a callback, right?
We both got a callback. We had to go audition at the skateboard.
I've seen you at the auditions a few times.
I've seen you at the audition. Yeah, I remember I saw you at a couple skateboarding ones. We're like, yeah. But I remember that was 3 years ago. It was summer. I remember because me and my ex were breaking up around this time. So I remember this time. I went to the audition. We were at the skate park in what's that city called? Westwood.
We went to Stoner.
Yeah, Stoner. So by UCLA, we're there.
That was so fun.
By Sawtelle Street. We're skating. I saw, I said, oh, fuck, George Wang. And we did a couple of videos, like Snapchats.
Yeah, we did a few Snapchat collaborations
right here. And then I remember it was for like I didn't know that we had to wear a gorilla suit after. We didn't wear the gorilla suit at that audition. We had to wear it the second audition. But I remember we had to do a couple of tricks. You got a callback for the gorilla suit, right?
I got a callback. They really liked me. The problem was I just
you're too big. You're too muscular for the suit, right?
I think maybe. I think my head didn't fit or something.
I think
I think I was too muscular.
You're buff, bro.
I don't know. That's the problem with being too buff, because then you like lose those like
yeah.
those, like lean rolls, you know?
Yeah, that's a good problem to have. It's too bad to be buff, bro.
It just sounds like buff is cool, but it just sounds so like, I don't know. It sounds too bro-y for me.
Too bro-y.
Buff now, bro.
I'm buff. I was too buff for this commercial, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I've actually lost a lot of commercials for being too buff.
Really?
Yeah. There was this one. She's like, and you're just too buff. And I'm like, I'm not that buff. Like, I'm not fucking The Rock buff.
But you're like, you're buffer than most people.
Am I really?
Yeah, you're buff.
I don't even know that I got buff. You know what, dude? Hold on real quick. I got to grab some eye drops because my contacts are...
Oh, I thought you were falling asleep.
No, hell no.
On Rick Ramos?
Hey.
No, I'm not falling asleep.
Yeah.
Dude, guys, so if you're listening, I had a comedian on here I fell asleep on.
George Wang was on a fucking podcast.
And I fucking
got sleep with the host? No, the guest. The guest, and the guy had to wake me up.
Hey, wake up!
And he's like, bro, we can stop the podcast. Isn't that crazy, bro? That was so sad.
Was he boring?
No, he was amazing. Actually, dude, we became good friends. He visited me at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he came to have lunch with
me.
Does
he live in the... Where does he live at?
I think in South Pass.
South Pasadena?
Yeah, shout out to Rick Ramos.
Rick Ramos is cool, man. I've known him for
years. I got a good Martin Rizzo story, dude. We were fucking...
You said a Martin Rizzo story?
Yeah, he's like...
I don't even know. Wait, whoa.
No, not like bad. He's like, Rizzo's a cool guy.
You almost got jumped by some.
My girl's listening to his podcast. What was the Martin Rizzo story?
The Martin Rizzo story.
Oh, we almost got jumped by Mongols.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, dude.
He's like, yeah, dude. Ask Rizzo about that day. It was crazy.
I like it. You're making him sad.
He sounds like that.
Hey, man.
Did you do that show Cochino ever at fucking 29 Palms?
I did it one time. I actually did okay.
Surprisingly, I did good. You know why? Because of the one-liners, bro. You know, okay, so before, what the fuck was I talking about? I was talking about...
Those are like dangerous rooms to do comedy, dude.
Oh, okay, no, wait. So before we get to the story about the Mongols,
What group of entertainers are like, so this one time Hell's Angels was watching and the KKK showed up. It's like, what kind of fucking shows are we doing?
Dude, we almost got jumped by the Mongols, which if you guys don't know, it's the Hell's Angels fucking main enemies. It's like,
yeah,
it's Loki and Thor, bro.
It's the red guy, the boss with the red vest on Double Dragon.
Mustache. It's Mario's Bowser. Literally.
Yeah.
So, okay, so before that, the audition. So I remember I got to the callback and I had to wear the gorilla suit, right?
Did it fit you?
It fit me. So the gorilla suit, the head of the gorilla suit was robotic. It was fucking animatronic. It's like when the Ninja Turtles head, you know, it's like robotic. Mm-hmm. It was worked by fucking somebody with a remote. But when you put on the fucking, the robotic head, dude, you could barely fucking breathe. You could barely see, and they wanted me to do a couple tricks. And dude, this was in the summer of 2016. It was fucking hot. I never knew how fucking claustrophobic I was. I felt like I was gonna fucking die inside the fucking suit. I was getting fucking panic attacks. It's the scariest fucking feeling ever, dude.
To be inside a suit
in that fucking weather. And
it was so hot.
It was so hot, and I couldn't be inside the suit more than fucking like 5 minutes. I was like, oh, I need to get out. I wasn't exaggerating. I was like, I need to get out. I need to get out. And
really, you were like having a pass.
Dude, I thought I was going to... Because, dude, the air holes were fucking small, dude. And there's no mouth hole. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have to skate in it?
I did a couple ollies, and I couldn't be in there longer than I could do.
So you never got a call back?
I never got the call back because I was going to fucking... I felt... If maybe it was shot during the winter when it was colder, I could have probably done it. But, dude... Heart is fucking, I'm getting like, I feel fucking anxious just talking about it because, dude,
so crazy. I'm just thinking how many times we've seen each other at an audition.
Yeah,
like a lot. Like, we've been in the scene, like,
yeah,
which is cool because
it was just fucking awesome, dude.
I don't run into other comedians, so then I know, like you're doing that, and where's everyone else? Like, they're not doing that, you know,
being bitches. No, I'm just kidding. No.
I mean, honestly, guys out there, like, if you want to get into the whole commercial, it's
not that hard, dude.
It's not that hard, but it's
casting,
definitely... It's
central casting, submit, bro, you know?
Submit, or get an agent and get submitted. But I don't know, man. Sometimes I feel like I ran my course.
What do you mean?
Like, I started out hot. I got some really, really big fucking...
Commercials?
Oh, yeah. I got, like, national ads, billboards, Sprite. I mean... To the point where, like, my family thinks I'm, like, a fucking billionaire.
Yeah,
like,
give us money, bro. They're asking for money.
Little do they know, you know? But,
No, man. You haven't run your course. Don't say that, dude.
No, it's just, like, now I haven't gotten shit, dude. I don't get anything anymore.
I know how you feel, bro. I start off hot, too, man.
I start off fucking hot,
McDonald's commercial.
Yeah.
Audi commercial. Fucking, I was in that fucking Beverly Hills Chihuahua movie.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Fucking, I was in...
Did you have a speaking role?
I was part of the quinceañera.
Oh, sick.
I was
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
I was
dude.
In an Apple commercial not too
oh
long
my
ago.
God.
And then nothing yet.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about Hollywood is...
It comes in spurts, dude.
It comes in spurts, and it's the same for everyone. It's like you have your most seasons. But I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, I know when I was, like, super ripped and lean, I was getting everything.
So that's going to get lean again?
A little bit, because I feel like... I think when I was at that size and lean, I was getting the most work.
Yeah.
And so if that was that, and then now I'm bigger. Are you serious? Your first language is Spanish?
Yeah, yeah. Here you go.
Wait, so you were born in Mexico?
No, no, no. Let's talk about the Silver Thumb podcast. Are you recording?
Yeah.
And we're back from my sponsor.
We are back.
My sponsorship? My
So, long story short, guys, my podcast format only allows me to record in 30-minute increments, and then we went way over and we didn't even know. So, I don't know. You guys might have catch the well, people listening on mine might have missed some shit, but oh well.
You talked about the making money off the commercials. You trying to get lean again because you feel there's a correlation between you being lean and getting parts?
Well, the problem is it's like you go through these fucking auditions. It's like an episode of
Friends. Joey.
No. What was that show about, like, who's the hottest show? And it was like that one guy, Lorenzo
Lama? Oh, yeah. Entourage.
No. The guy that was the host, he was like that douchey dude with long hair. He was like a wannabe Fabio. And it was something about, like, the hottest person in America.
I don't know.
So anyways, like, you show up to these auditions and it's like you feel like you're in a good-looking contest.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's was just so freaking, like, done perfect. And
so what kind of projects have you been up to? I shot a pilot. It's just like, I
don't like talking about all that shit.
We shot a pilot?
It's just like everyone there at the audition is just – it's about pilot season and – everyone's just so freaking, like,
I don't know. That's what I do.
I'm not trying to sound like a hater, but I'm not into that.
The Hollywood life?
I'm into, like, booking the job, doing the job, but I'm not worried about, like, you know, did you hear what role fucking Matt got? And, you know, it's freaking, it's pilot season, and, you know, I'm thinking about submitting my reel, and.
You know what?
I'm just in there trying to, like, think of funny shit. Like,
you know what? Because, you know, we're from LA, and I always think about this. People always talk about, like, oh, yeah, LA's a place to, you know, Hollywood's a place to live in. But you know what? Dude, I've been going to fucking Hollywood for, like,
I can't wait to get out of there, dude.
Dude, I've been going to Hollywood for, like, yeah, 12
and
years.
I never want to stay.
12 years in Hollywood, just hanging out there, comedy. I'm like, dude, I can't. I'd rather go fucking 15 miles east of Hollywood and go back home, you know, where we live at. This is home right here.
It's home because it just feels exhausting. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's trying so hard. Everyone's fucking got some new thing going on. Yeah. Everyone's a host. And it's like, yeah, granted, I do all this shit. I do the podcast. But I'm a real person.
Yeah, we're human.
I'm human. And it's like, you'll find a lot of these Hollywood fucks, dude. They follow, you know, it's like, you'll just start to see, like, the self-importance of a lot of these people. And it's like, bro, get over yourself, you know? You're not fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, bro. You're not, like, you know, you say you're in a feature film, but it's like, where is it? It's like in some DVD bin, and you're acting like, you know, you're on fucking your Instagram ranting about, like, how people should listen. It's like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like you need to earn your place to even talk.
Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds hater of me. It's everyone's so self-important. No one wants to listen anymore because everyone just wants to do them.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean, brother, man.
You know?
So we're talking about, when we did the show at 29 Palms. Is it by Palm Springs?
Yeah, 29 Palms is like
a fucking desert?
It's like a desert full of biker gangs.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, think Mad Max and the Thunderdome, and we're performing at the Thunderdome.
Fucking Sons of Anarchy.
There's just like savages. Desert. Yeah, guys in the fucking crowd. Like, you know those movies where, like, two guys from the city walk into the wrong bar?
That's what we
do comedy is, like, the wrong bar place where there's a guy with a jean jacket, cut off sleeves.
Yeah.
He's like, you know. Like, they'll, like, grab you by your shirt, by your neck collar. Punk. Yeah, so it's very gnarly at these places. It's just some of the coaching. Like, they're not safe.
No, dude.
It's like, it's dangerous comedy. I saw a guy get fucking almost killed at a show.
Hey, what's it called? Yeah. So this guy, his name is Cochino, which means pig in Spanish.
He's a little dirty pig. Shout out, Cochino.
He books a lot of comedy shows around town in like around California. And he booked because he doesn't do it anymore, right?
The 29 Palms.
Yeah. He used to book a show at 29 Palms, which is by 2-3 hours away in the desert. And it's a ghetto place with bikers. And you fucking drive like other comedians for 3 hours.
Because Cochino's a biker too.
He's a biker?
Yeah, he's got a little fucking Harley.
He's a hustler, bro.
Yeah, Cochino's a little. He looks like a little. He's, you know, he reminds me of Gizmo in fucking Gladiator.
Yeah. He has no neck, bro.
Yeah, the homie Gladiator. Remember when they escape and then he's like, he's all pissed.
Yeah, I remember. Cochino has no neck. This guy is just head to fucking shoulders. You can't choke him because he has no neck.
He has no neck. He reminds me of Mad at Arms from He-Man.
Yeah. This guy, he can't choke on anything because he has no
juggernaut.
Neck.
He's like the juggernaut. Dude. Yeah. No neck, dude.
Yeah. I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
Oh my God, that show's so hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch. You know how many good times I had watching that?
That's
I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
You know that movie, people hate it because they say it's like one of the worst X-Men movies? I loved it, man.
The cartoon one, right?
Oh no, the movie.
No, but the juggernaut, bitch was a cartoon.
The YouTube, somebody fucking dubbed it. I'm the juggernaut, bitch. Yeah.
Remember?
That was when YouTube started, bro.
Dude, if you guys get a chance to fucking, I swear, dude.
That's when YouTube first started,
YouTube juggernaut, bitch. You will laugh your fucking ass off.
The juggernaut, bitch.
Dude, thank you for reminding me. That and Arnold soundboard, I can never get sick of.
Good time, bro.
I can't get, there's some shit that always works. Yeah, it's hacky formula. You do a good Arnold, I'll laugh. Every time. I've always been amazed at people who can do Arnold impersonations. Like, yeah, I can't do it. You know?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Imagine how many people impersonate him.
Dude, on the daily right now, if you think about it,
like imagine being him.
There's trillions
of people impersonating
him. Right now, at this moment, right now, somebody's in their apartment trying to impersonate him.
Yeah, someone's doing it on stage right now.
Yeah, somebody's doing it at the drive-thru right now. Somebody's doing it trying to impress a girl at
the
bar.
How many people right now are doing Arnold, dude?
Somebody's fucking their girl right now and impersonating.
Get down, I'm gonna come.
We're part of that fucking people. Yeah. We're doing it right now. We're impersonating fucking Arnold George Schwarzenegger.
You ever walk like at night? Sometimes I'll be like skating through like LA and how many people are fucking right now? You know, like
a lot of people are fucking right now, dude. Right as we speak, babies are being.
You think
named.
Anyone's like fucked to your podcast? Isn't that crazy?
I hope somebody spoke to my podcast. You know, they're getting horny.
Guys, if you guys ever had sex to my podcast, and you decided like send me a clip.
Yeah,
DM me or Rizzo. We'll give you a prize, something. I'll take you to lunch. I just feel like that'd be really epic.
That's funny.
Fucking and listening to the podcast. I need to hear it in the back. Like that's.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the 29 Palms comedy show. Ghetto as fuck, man. Remember when I did the show? That's a biker bar, and the Mongols hangs out there, which is the Hell's Angels' main enemy. So I remember we're there, dude. We're doing comedy, and next thing you know, fucking like 50 Mongols just come in. You can just hear motorcycles parked outside.
Oh my God.
They come inside, they're watching the show. And they're being rowdy, and dude,
were they heckling?
They're heckling, but because I had one-liners,
they were ha ha laughing.
It was quick.
They're loving it, huh?
They're loving it. You know why? Because these guys didn't want to fucking. I don't know. I just felt like I just.
Yeah, you know what's dope about your one-liners? Those types of places. Good luck trying to tell your story.
Because they keep interrupting the story.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. You have to be a one-liner fucking comic for those places.
Yeah, dude. So I did good. Remember, they took a picture with me. And we left, we got paid, and we bounced, bro. I did a show with that guy Chinadu, the black comedian. Chinadu, yeah. It was just me and him. We
wrote together. Did he do? Did he do good?
He did good, yeah. Yeah.
Chinadu.
But I did better!
How did Rick Ramos do?
I don't remember, dude. I remember they wanted to fucking. It was getting too crazy, and we had to fucking leave, bro.
Did they want
to
kill Rick? Rick said he did good, I think.
He did good, but he was a hellliner. He was a hellliner that night. It was the headliner.
God, what a rough show.
But you know the fucking Mongols?
The Mongols.
They fucking, their base, their home fucking, their home, their home is LA.
Their Cybertron is 29 Palms.
Yeah. No, they're from LA, man. They originated in LA. They originated in Montebello, bro.
Shut the fuck
up. Look it up on your phone. The Mongols are from fucking Montebello, bro.
No wonder they're called Mongols.
Yeah, that makes sense. The Montebello, which is here in LA County, bro. I don't know if you remember, but right there by the Montebello Mall.
Yeah.
There used to be a bar called Charlie Brown's, which is by the 60 and San Gabriel. I think it's now a fucking, it's now Coco's or fucking something. But dude, there used to be fucking like 50 bikes just parked outside, dude.
Like wild hogs?
Wild hogs. And that's why the Mongols are always, I heard a story that the one time the Mongols, they took over fucking, did you ever perform at Iguanas in Pico Rivera?
Oh, God.
That
I had the worst bombing
ghetto,
of my
man.
Life, dude.
I bombed there all the time in Iguanas and Pico Rivera.
I want to go back there and fucking destroy. I just want to. I need my revenge. Like, I want to kill Bill them.
Hit up Sebastian. He books it.
Yeah, I remember that one time. I can't believe I said yes. I was with my mom during her chemo.
Oh, when you did?
She was like dying, and I was like, I'm going to go do a spot. Like, so. First of all, everyone was like, you're going to go do comedy? Like, ugh. Uh-huh. So I already got like shitty vibes from my sister thinking I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Then I roll up and then you can't do comedy when your fucking mom, like, it was just a bad decision. And then I bombed terribly. And then your C. Thomas was before me.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget. Fuck that guy too, man. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, dude. He goes up there and he's just making fun of me bombing. And it's like, you don't do that to your peers,
no,
bro.
Not at all, dude.
He was like totally kicking on down. So if you hear this, fuck you, York City. Fuck you.
So funny.
That was fucked, dude. I mean, you're a good dude, but what you did that day is fucked.
Yeah.
You want to come see me? Come see me now, bro.
So
I think I can out-comic you.
That's so funny. That's crazy.
I haven't seen him in a while.
I think he always hangs out at the Comedy Store.
Is he?
Yeah, he's old school comic, man.
Is he on the wall?
I don't know. I have no idea, dude.
Is he an old school comic?
Oh, dude. He's been doing it for like fucking 30 years, man.
Really?
Dude, he's old, man.
I didn't know. I thought he was like newer.
No, he's been doing it for fucking, dude, like 30 years, man. But
is that too long?
Dude, it's one of those things where like...
They, like, give it up or...
I don't know, man. So comics do it for so long and... I don't want to be those guys that have been doing it for so long and nothing's popped off yet, you know?
Like, do you think if nothing pops off 20 years, right, you're just going to stop?
I feel me and you are in a different position because we're using technology to our advantage, you know?
I think for me, I always want to be a fucking comedian.
Yeah.
And know that, like, whatever happens, I got that in my belt.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I also got this in my belt.
Yeah.
But obviously, comedy to me is like skating. It's the hardest.
It's
fucking
hard.
You go towards the hardest, most challenging.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Sometimes I sit there and I skate too much and I'm like, I'm not doing enough comedy. And then I start to think like, am I a comedian or am I a skater?
You're both, bro.
And then I realized...
Jack of all trades.
I realized, dude, I came to the revelation that... you know when Hova, like Jay-Z goes, I'm not a rapper, I'm a hustler. Happens to rap. I feel like I'm a skater who happens to do comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's like I could do a big show, get the laughs.
Yeah.
But I'll still be at the park every morning.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I have that skater mentality when I'm like, I was talking to my girlfriend Stephanie, and we're watching. What the fuck are we watching? Oh, we're watching this movie about this black kid that gets shot because he gets pulled over. It's a good movie. It's on Netflix.
Is it the Oakland one?
I'm not sure. The kid's name is Khalil, and the main actress is a girl, and she's this black chick.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah,
that's a good movie.
Yeah,
yeah, and she has a white boyfriend.
Yep.
You're watching that movie?
I saw that in the theater.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Do watch it. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix or Hulu.
Yeah.
I was watching it the other night.
It's something about like Fight for Your Ride.
Yeah, Fight for
Your Ride. Something about the hate they love.
Yeah, yeah. They
love to give.
It's such a good movie.
Yeah,
man.
That show's powerful.
Yeah, because we're minorities, it just gets harder. And I was telling Stephanie, I talk back to the cops all the time, bro.
I do too, dude.
When I get pulled over, when I'm fucking skating, I talk back. She's like, why do you do that?
But
why
the truth is,
why
you
do
don't.
You, do that?
You just shut the fuck
up. Yeah, but you know what? It's that. Skateboarding has always
Yeah, we learned how to mouth off.
Yeah,
at a young
exactly.
Because
skateboarding's always been rebellious, you know.
It's always been rebellious, but you know what?
Attitude,
it also
you know?
it's exposed me to fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times these guys, What I don't understand about people is when they care when you don't have to care.
Yeah.
It's an unnecessary care.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I want another fucking ranch, what's this, you know, what's this?
Oh, for McDonald's or something like that?
You know, every now and then, you know, you go to a spot, like, yeah, it's 25 cents, right?
And you're like, what the fuck?
But every now and then, you get the homie who's like, oh, man, you become your 10 years?
Yeah.
Here's another ranch. But then you get the guy who keeps charging you 35 cents every
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, why do you care so much? Or
you try to be a fucking manager?
It's just, yeah, those guys who just care too much about something they don't care. And then skating is like that. Because how many times you go somewhere, it's like they want to kick you out. They don't even work there.
How many times have you been?
And they're just like, you're hurting the sidewalk. Or,
yeah, you're
I'm going to call your parents because your parents know the risk you're putting yourself in the city. And like, shut the fuck up.
How many times have you gotten chased by the cops?
Dude, I had a thing. Okay, so at the mall, they get mad because I have electric skateboard. I got to demonstrate it.
Yeah.
So every now and then I'll skate around. But they allow those like rental, you know, those rental fucking animals.
Yeah, it was different.
So the homie got mad at me. I was like, dude, you're gonna be, but this guy's riding a fucking cheetah.
Cheetah.
Yeah, I was like, what if the cheetah is a deadly animal?
Yeah.
I don't know. What if the cheetah bites me?
It's one of the deadliest animals.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I can't skate, but fucking this asshole can fly around on Dumbo all day. Like, come on, dude. Yeah. That's a 9-year-old kid operating a fucking vehicle. Like, you don't think he's gonna crash into some shit? I'm a 30 fucking year vet skater.
Yeah.
Like, you think, A, if I fall, that I'm going to sue your building?
You're not going to fall,
B,
bro.
I'm not going to fall, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I even told the guy, I was like, the only time I fall is in love. Don't get it twisted, you know? I was like, okay. I don't fall, bro. I definitely won't fall on a fucking electric board. Knock on wood, I'll probably fall tomorrow. But, like, yeah, if I'm trying a gnarly trick, if I'm in the mall, like, trying to K-grind a fucking rail,
then
go talk shit to me and be like, don't do that. That's fucking. But you can't get mad at me for like trying to sell my product and then meanwhile someone's driving a fucking,
a fucking tiger.
An alligator. That's like he's rolling around in crocodile. Like, what are the, you know, those things are dangerous.
You used to work at the. I used to work at Santa Anita Mall for the longest, man.
Dude, yeah. Do they have the crocodiles then?
No, that was before it. Santa Anita Mall is dope, man. You know, I miss working at the mall, man. I used to work over there for a year. I used to sell cell phones.
Yeah.
At Verizon, at the mall. Santa Anita Mall is in Arcadia, which is in Los Angeles County.
I just love the mall. I miss it.
Dude, you know what?
There's people.
It's lively.
It's lively as fuck.
I loved it, dude. I remember.
You see some funny shit, too.
Because, dude, it's a lot of Asians.
Dog, it's nonstop comedy. All day, dude. I'll like overstay just because I'm laughing at shit.
It's fun, dude. Dude, there's a lot of Asians at the mall, and I think that's when I started my.
I think a lot of your comedy came from working at the mall.
Yeah, I have a couple of jokes.
I remember. I have something. Like, I don't know why I associate you with that mall, but
I worked there for a long time at the kiosk, and dude, that's when my attractiveness to Asian women happened.
Man, dude, don't get me fucking started.
And that's why I'm with an Asian girl now, dude.
Don't get me started, dude.
My girlfriend, she's Asian.
Okay, so a lot of times it's like, yeah, they're really hot. Like, it's like weird. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm just like, even when I was with Rick. Rick came to have lunch with me. Dude, this guy couldn't even without, like, you know, when you have lunch with someone, you talk and you're like totally in tune.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes, like, fuck.
Fuck.
Like, he had to like stop and turn. He's like, holy shit.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and we're right here talking. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my, you know. Whoa, wait. Jesus.
Like, you tried that
holy fuck.
Seriousness.
Oh, yeah, this guy had a remark for everyone, dude.
Seriousness about his life, dude. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Oh, like, damn.
Exactly. It's just, you know, I need a job. You know, fuck. Jesus.
That's when I first started liking Asian girls, man. Asians have like 10 years ago.
They take care of themselves. You know?
That's why I love
Does
my
it
girlfriend?
Sound creepy? Like I like nice feet. It was only because in the summer I get to see these shorts and then like, you know, it's like the first thing I'll talk to a girl, I'm shy, so I look down, I see the feet, and it's like, you know, if they have good feet, I'm impressed.
It's because
it's a hard thing to take care of.
Yeah, that's why I love my girlfriend, man.
She has good feet.
She's half Asian. She takes care of me. And sometimes me and her talk about, we were like, I forget that you're white too. And she's like, I forget that I'm white too, you know?
But you know what? Fuck all that. You should just forget all of it.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes
all,
it's like,
we're all black. Wait, what?
You know what's good? Okay, I think that what's good about having culture is knowing you have culture.
Yeah.
But I don't like the culture that's so, like, trying so hard to separate.
Yeah, you forget about the culture.
I like skating because it was like,
it doesn't matter what fucking race you are.
It was like, you forgot that that guy was Mexican or white or black. And then, like, you go, I've been in those, like, bro-ass groups where they're just so freaking dumb.
Yeah.
They're just so outdated and, like, the jokes they say. And it's like, God, I hate your dad.
Whoever raised you,
yeah. I want to punch him. Like, you're such a douche.
You're right.
Why do you think like this? Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You're right about skateboarding because you never think about the race. You just think about how fucking gnarly they are.
Yeah, and you're not thinking dumb shit. You're just being creative all day. That's why I like skating because it's like...
Dude, Eric Costin, Thailandese. He's from Thailand.
Yeah.
Sick dude. Eric Costin is my favorite skater
of all time, man.
Dude, Tony Alva, one of the first skateboarding superstars, Mexican, bro. Nobody thinks about him being Mexican. It's just like, he's a gnarly-ass skater,
and
bro.
And look at Daewon.
Daewon?
Like, you never associated Daewon with, like...
What,
we knew he was Asian, but we always were like, Daewon, you know?
There wasn't Asian
jokes around Daewon, you know? It's just like...
Daewon, bro. I saw his fucking documentary, bro.
Shout out to Daewon, man.
Daewon song.
So Daewon, I don't know if you know this, put me on his family and friends list. So when I went to the premiere, you know how they have like a guest list?
Daewon's one of the sickest skateboarders of all time.
He's Bruce Lee skating.
They're over 30 years, right?
Bruce Lee is skating.
And he's still fucking good.
He's amazing.
What's his race again?
He's Korean.
Korean, yeah.
So he had a documentary Adidas put out and we went to the premiere.
Yeah.
This is how dope Daewon is. Shout out Daewon. This is like going to like John Wick, right? Let's say you semi know Keanu Reeves.
Daewon is a John Wick of fucking skateboarding.
Yeah, he's John Wick. So let's say you kind of know Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
But you don't know Keanu Reeves.
No.
So Keanu goes, hey, Orizo, you and Steph, not even you and Steph, let's say a rando, let's throw Johnny Rocha in there. You're like, hey, can you put my friend Johnny on there? Like, he doesn't know who Johnny is at all, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I got you, bro. So then I show up to the premiere and they got it. I'm on the guest list. Oh, your name's not here. This big ass list. I was like, is that the only list? They're like, okay, let's check friends and family. And there's a small list.
Yeah.
Because friends and family, you only put like 30, 40.
Yeah.
Bro, he put me, my homie, the owner of the fucking electric skate company. And, not only did he put us both on his friends and family list when I went into like the VIP section, I was with like every major player in the game.
Shut the fuck up.
I was with like, you know, every mega pro you could think of. Like Tony Hawk when he was in
there. Don't you?
I mean, just like at that caliber of like level of skating, right?
Yeah, dude.
So I went in there, like, I even though I was fanning out as a skater, I went in as comedian George. That way I could like have my pride.
Yeah.
So I was just like bullshitting dudes, like, you know, like, you'd see like Retta, you know, Retta.
Oh, fuck Retta, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, Retta. Oh, Retta, yeah. So what do you do? You're a filmer? Oh, tell me more. You're a filmer or you're in the film industry? Like,
yeah.
Just acting like I didn't know who these people were, but I'm just like secretly fan. Yeah. I'm a comedian. My name is George Way. I'm a comic. Like,
I don't know if it's me, but I think I fan out more when I meet skaters, pro skaters, dude.
Than comics?
Yeah, you know, it's because I grew up watching these motherfuckers.
I think because our first passion is skating, and like, skating's hard.
Yeah.
Granted, comedy's fucking hard, but listen, I'll tell you right now, like, they're both equally hard. They're hard in the sense of, like, the action of doing comedy is not easy, right?
Yeah.
It takes guts. It takes, you can't know, some people just aren't funny.
Yeah.
You don't know the science. But skating, there's so much risk involved.
Yeah, dude.
So when you see someone that like ollied fucking, you know, I don't know, did like a kickflip backside nose blunt down a rail, you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Jesus, that's like on another level of like, whoa, fearlessness.
Yeah, that's true, man.
You know, so it's like, I think with me and you, what's cool about comedy is like, we've always been in props driven, immediate hobbies.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Like, it's props driven. It's not basketball. It's not like you sign up for tennis and shit. It's dude on your own.
Yeah.
And you got to get props.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, skaters know when you kill it or you do a sick trick, you get the fucking love of the park.
You get those propples, bro.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, getting like a little applause at the park feels like a little low key standing out at a comedy show.
Because
these guys, you know, they'll give you.
Equivalent, bro.
Yeah, it's equivalent because it's like, it's hard. It's hard to land a fucking good trick or something.
Hey, dude, that was a fun show we did a couple, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we did a theater together, man.
Dude, that was fucking fun, man.
That was so fun, man. You know what's so cool, man, doing that theater with you? It was like, you know, if you guys don't know, me and Rizzo, we skate together. We're like friends, dude. So
we're actual homies, man.
You know, when we do comedy and I'm up there filming you, laughing, fucking watching the crowd lose it, and then he's up there laughing, filming me, it's the same as like when we're filming clips skating, bro. And I don't know, it's like, it's this thing that me and you share, and I think that's so sacred, is that, like, I'm so proud of, like, you know, you the same way I, like, see you on a skateboard, but I guess seeing you on the stage, it makes me even more proud, because, you know, like, I feel like, you know, before I even got into comedy, like, I already had heard your name.
Really?
And what made me even more, like, that's drawn like- to you was just that, like, I was like, oh, this guy's actually a skater, and he's, like, a real skater. Because there's a lot of guys that, like, do comedy, and it's like, you know, they might have some skate history, and they wear their little fucking Vans beanie and shit, and, like, look all skated out. And I've had a few people lie to me, like, I can't even tell you, like, I don't even want to begin to say, like, the shit I've heard with skating. Like, no, you didn't, dude. What was your best trick? I used to do, like 360 kickflip, nose grinds and, like, down rails, and, like, shut the no, you didn't. You did
that's a problem.
Like, bitch, if you did, I'm that would drunk. Be. I don't care how far away you are from skating.
I'm drunk right now, but I when I thought that trick right now, like, oh, but that's hard.
Yeah, I even heard hard. Like, I even heard like comedians like, I used to do a kickflip, frontside flip. No, you didn't, dude. You know why I know you didn't? Is that you would at least show it a little bit on the page. Like, even if you're like super comic'd out, you'd have some TBTs in there, dude.
Yeah, man.
Dude. There's a lot of comics. I love you guys, but let's be real. You're liars. Like, a lot of us are, like, low-key exaggerating liars.
You guys are bitches, man. That was a fun show in West Covina. It was fucking Nick Pelias.
Nick Pelias, shout out, man. This guy.
Booked it. He booked a lot of comedians. I like how he messaged us on Facebook. Like, what do we want to eat for?
This guy's at, like, I'm going to tell you guys. This guy, Nick, used to make a show out of his house.
That's insane. You see, you produce a comedy show
in his pad called The Inside Joke, where the green room would be his kitchen.
That's insane.
His dad would be in there, like, chopping steak. He'd be like, oh, get out of the way. Dad, this is the green room. Go
make you food for the comedians?
No, he's just, like, cooking a dinner for himself. Like, no one told him that was the green room and shit, you know? He's just, like, going to go back to bed. You know, like, dad, get out of the fucking room. You know, that's the green room, you know? It's just, like, I can't get mad when you're a guy with creativity like that.
Dude, that's cool. So you know, you decorated the whole house.
Like, yeah, like, when you like show me fucking heart, I'll tell you, I don't give a fuck. You show me heart and you fuck. I know that you know, you made a fucking comedy stage out of cardboard.
Damn.
I'm headlining that. You know, I don't give a fuck. I'll do it. Don't pay me.
Yeah.
I just see the heart. I love heart. I love effort. And especially if you're creative about it. You know, I know homeboy wasn't getting a lot of spots, and he's like, fuck, I'll tip my house into a comedy club.
I'll invite
the fucking neighborhood, you know?
Dope comedy shows.
That's he's dope. Cool, man. I love that shit.
That was a dope show, man. Good food. I remember I was the only one that didn't get a burger because I was just like,
you got dessert. This mother, like,
I feel like a diva, bro.
So he put out a group text, like, what do you guys want to eat? Everyone's just like, burger, fries. And Martin's like, milkshake, chocolate cake.
I was like, a banh mi chicken sandwich.
Dude, I'll tell you, man.
I looked at the menu.
That place is bomb. The Covina Burger Place.
Dude, that banh mi was fucking delicious.
It was delicious.
The fries, the soda. Yeah. Oh my god.
I remember zucchini. That night I went home. Yeah, the zucchini. You got zucchini rice?
I got zucchini too, yeah.
Oh, you got
yeah.
Oh my god. I went home and ate those. I was like, oh my
god.
That was a perfect way to end the show, dude. You fucking sold a lot of skateboards because George sells skateboards after for merchandise at his
yeah,
show.
Yeah, sold out of the skateboards. And yeah, it was overall a great night. I had a good time. I'm proud of my dude, Nick. Hold on, guys. We're going to jump into the next segment real quick because
everything's going to end.
Yeah, so I'm going to jump into the next one.
All right. We're doing the taxes, and she's like, why the fuck are you paying $10 a month for this motherfucker? You don't get it!
Does she know that you're...
I don't know. I hope not.
That's pretty nice, though. That's dope.
Mil Reyes,
man.
Guy,
you're class act.
Yeah.
So if you guys are tuning in on my podcast, Myron has a guy who pays his HBO Go, right?
He's my sponsor, bro.
He sponsors HBO Go, dude.
No, I'm sorry. He sponsors the Squat by the Bell podcast.
That's sick, dude. You know what, though? Yo, a sponsor's a sponsor, you know? That's how it works.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, have you watched Chernobyl?
I haven't. I don't have HBO Go. I've never had HBO in my life.
Do you know what Chernobyl is?
It's a show, right?
So it's a true story based in the 80s. A nuclear power plant that fucking exploded in fucking Russia.
Oh, shit.
Dude, a whole bunch of people that were like the firefighters are trying to put the fire out. Dude, because, you know, it's fucking radiation and like, all these fucking chemicals are going down on him. Dude, it's pretty much it eats your skin away. And these guys, dude, 3 days later, they look like they're fucking third degree burns, man. They're fucking burning to death, bro. Like their fucking skin was just dissolving in the hospital. Dude, it looked nasty, bro.
Oh.
They died painful deaths. And a lot of people a lot of people that were pregnant that were around that city, their kids were mutated. They had fucking three legs, fucking a whole bunch of eyes.
Whoa. Because it was a nuclear chemical
house. Yeah, dude. And fucking people abandoned that city. And dude, a lot of soldiers had to go into that city wearing fucking protective gear to fucking
kill. So it's like a legit, like, scary movie, dude. House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah, dude. All these fucking soldiers had to go wear protective gears to kill the fucking poor dogs that were abandoned in that fucking city.
Are they all mutated and fucked too?
Dude, to this day, city's so abandoned, there's mutated dogs that live in that fucking city. And fucking, what's it called? You can go there, but you gotta leave, like, yeah, you can only be there for a certain amount
of
time.
Why? Because you'll get radiated?
Get radiated, dude.
Dude, the radiation's still there?
It's still, dude.
Wait, when did it happen?
In, like, 1987.
And people are still fucking, like, destroyed from it?
Yeah, you can't go there, dude. The lake's fucking mutated. And what's it called? Dude, when they would try, because the power plant was still fucking on fire, helicopters would go over the fucking smoke. All that smoke would fucking melt the fucking metal, and the helicopters would go down and fucking crash, dude. Dude, it's insane. And there's these firefighters.
So is it still like smoking and shit?
Not anymore. It's out already. But
do people live there?
No. You can't live in there, dude. It's abandoned still. There's fishes that have a whole bunch of eyes, dude. The lake is mutated.
Wait, like, what do you mean a bunch of eyes?
Like fucking like the Simpsons, the three eyes, the fishes.
Oh shit!
But dude.
They show the fishes and stuff?
Yeah. Dude, it's insane, dude. The documentary is fucking... I'm pretty sure that it's going to come out like on YouTube soon. But, dude, you should see the way these people are fucking dissolving to fucking death, bro. They fucking... Their penises fell off. Their fucking skin was just falling off, dude. Like, this girl and her husband, like, she was there till the death. And they were told her, don't fucking get near him. Because you're pregnant. You're going to get radiated. Dude, she said that every time she hugged him, pieces of his skin were, like, attaching to her clothes, dude. And then this guy, he was like, I need to see who I look like. Show me a mirror. And she didn't want to.
No.
He cried. She showed him what he looked like. Dude, he had no. Oh, my. Dude, it's insane, dude.
They show this in the thing?
Yeah.
How many episodes?
It's a miniseries, probably like 6 episodes, dude.
Fuck, I don't want to watch it. It sounds too depressing.
Yeah, bro. It's, dude, power plants are crazy, dude.
I hate humans.
Yeah, dude.
It's like we're capable of creating that.
Yeah, exactly. And even though the whole Hiroshima shit, dude, that shit's so fucking crazy, bro.
We dropped an atomic bomb.
Yeah,
on
dude.
Species.
And the thing, you know, it's crazy how like you'll
That's
see
so racist.
To this day, you can see shadows on fucking like steps because it's like it took a photograph of fucking. Like, let's say we're sitting here, the fucking bomb came at me. And it pretty much took a picture, and there's my shadow still stuck on the fucking on the steps, dude.
Oh my god,
dude!
Is this Hiroshima?
Hiroshima, dude. Fuck the Americans, bro. Man,
that's just humans are so fucked.
Yeah, dude.
God, we're capable of just creating that type of catastrophe. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck gave us brains like that?
Yeah, dude.
So bad.
Dude, it's a whole fuck. Dude, it's. I mean, I don't think it's crazy like that anymore. I mean, it's not, but like back then, dude, people were just trying to take over fucking shit, man. Stalin, dude. Fucking Stalin was trying to fucking get girls pregnant with fucking gorilla jizz, dude.
Really?
Dude, yeah. If you look it up, it's creepy, man. This is like in the fucking 40s or, yeah, 50s. This guy's trying to create super soldiers in Russia by creating fucking like hybrids of gorillas and humans because he wanted to fucking
create. And were they able to create something?
No, it's not compatible, bro. It's not compatible.
So you'd have gorillas fuck them?
No. That'd be crazy. No, I think they extracted the gorilla jizz, inserted into the fucking women, and it didn't work. So he's all right, let's try now. Guys fucking gorilla. Guys jizz going to gorilla women.
Nothing,
bro. But he was trying to create.
Weird. He just wanted to see bestiality.
Yeah, he was just a fucking kinky motherfucker. But he was trying to create the super soldiers, bro. It didn't work, you know.
God, we're so fucked.
You know what, though? What's crazy is, like, you know, you think about, like, just how far we had to come as a species and endure all of that just to get to where we're at now.
Dude, it's insane. The shirt you're wearing, bro, Iron Maiden, that's a dope-ass shirt. But, dude, as a kid, I remember my cousin, she lived in La Puente.
You're scared of Iron Maiden.
Fuck yeah, dude! George Wang's wearing the Iron Maiden shirt with, is that the London flag? Is that the Australian flag? What the fuck is that?
It's the homie, dude. Hella be thy name.
Skeleton wearing, he's holding a fucking flag, the Iron Maiden. My cousin... Dude, my cousin in La Puente, she was a gothic girl, bro, a metal girl.
She always wear this.
A whole bunch of posters on her wall, and I was afraid to go inside her room because of fucking Iron Maiden.
You're scared of it?
I was
bitch-ass
kid, bro.
Well, no, when you're young, too, I used to think, like, you know, heavy metal is devil music.
Did your parents install that in your head?
No, it was, like, more people.
Yeah.
I mean, parents didn't know what heavy metal was.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you hear it from different sources. You know, it's weird when you're a kid, you're just that gullible.
Yeah. I remember going to my cousin's room. I was scared. I don't want to go in her room. But later on, I'm like, oh, cool. She just like fucking music, like Joy Division and fucking shit like that.
Heavy
like
metal, the Cure. Yeah. Joy Division.
I'm like, fuck, Joy Division's fucking dope, bro. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. She was, but I mean, I guess if you never saw you'd be kind of like tripping out a little bit. Because they were like very dark images.
Yeah, it was, bro.
You know, like demons and a guy with a fucking skull throwing a flag around.
Or you get older, you're like, that's fucking dope, bro.
Yeah, you grow older and you're like, man, they'll never make music like this.
Never, bro.
Never, dude. It's crazy.
Never, dude.
It's just like, it's crazy. Yeah, it's nuts how different eras in time and the music that reflects it changes so much.
Yeah.
But I think now what's going to make music hard is that the saturation is going to really ruin music, because music used to be special only because it was something we waited for. Like, you had to wait for a CD to come out. It wasn't as accessible.
Artists weren't releasing singles all the time on the internet or YouTube.
Singles and, like, you know, there was more of like an appreciation for it. But now, like, music's every, like, it's just, who cares? It's music.
It's so.
Music stopped being like a fucking thing. It just became music.
It's just part of every.
Yeah, life. It's music now. It's music.
There's a point when music was.
There's no, like, standout names, you know? There's no Zeppelin. There's no Iron Maiden. There's no fucking Ghostface Killah. It's just music and mumble rap. And
there's a point where music defined who you were, bro. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, fucking, like, oh, man. Smashing Pumpkins, bro.
Your thoughts, your views, the way you dress.
Yeah, I'm an alternative guy, bro.
Like, your whole genre was defined by music.
Yeah, dude. It was like
your alternative guy, a goth guy, a ska guy. Remember the ska guys?
Yeah, but now it's all mixed, bro.
They wear, like, the socks all tall.
Yeah. Now it's all mixed, man.
Now it's just, like, kids. I don't even know if kids care about music.
I think it's just there.
I don't think they give a fuck, dude. No. I remember being, like, when I taught those little eighth graders.
Yeah.
I don't listen to music. And the music they listen to is like...
They just listen to pop music. They don't listen...
It's
I don't
so
think they...
sad.
I remember there was a time when you're like, dude, there's underground rap, there's fucking indie rock.
I think
just punk rock.
As a parent, though, if you are from my generation, there is a responsibility of us to at least expose our kids to the right cultures or the classics. They gotta hear these things. Or because this, I'm not trying to sound old, man. There's a lot of great new music, but guys, you can't. There's just shit like that. I just saw that Beatles movie yesterday.
Oh,
the Beatles are erased. It's like that. It's true because those songs are so great.
Classics, yeah.
That let's say they were wiped off the face of the earth and they brought them back in 2020. I think it would have the same global effect. I mean, on a different scale.
Uh-huh.
But they were that good.
Yeah.
That was just, it's just too original that you can never recreate that sound.
Yeah. There's also, I want to see that movie, but there's also a movie I saw a trailer. I went to watch Far From Home. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Spider-Man is a. Fuck, man. It's
Far From Home, Spider-Man.
Yeah, did you see it?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It
was so good.
Oh my god.
New Spider-Man or old Spider-Man?
I like this one.
I like this one.
Dude, and then just how it started, like, leaving, like,
I actually do, I like him better.
Yeah, I like how, like, the way it started off, and, like, spoilers, I don't give a fuck, how started with, like, the slideshow.
Yeah.
The memoriam for, like, Iron Man and, like, all the people that died.
Yeah. Like, and it was, like, a joke. It was on YouTube.
And then how the people came back after the snap, when Hulk did the snap, dude. Such a good movie.
It was so good. And it was so, like, I saw it in real 3D.
I saw it in 3D, too. Me and my girlfriend saw it.
You know what's
it.
Cool? Like, when I read the comic book, I wasn't too... I never read into Mysterio. I never, like, I read the comics, but I didn't really get into him. I didn't know he was like a. I knew he was a bad guy.
Yeah,
but even the movie didn't trick me about him. Like, I did think he was gonna be like a good guy.
Me too. I was like, you know what? He's probably gonna be a good guy. He's probably gonna be like.
But he's bad in the comics, so you knew.
Yeah, but it was just because they tricked you. I was like, dude, he's gonna be a good guy.
He was
somehow.
Pretty fucked though. He was fucked and.
Jake Gyllenhaal, bro.
And even at the end, the ending was fucked. Did you stay for the credits?
Fuck, dude.
I never leave. What kind of... You know, when you watch a Marvel movie, don't leave, you fucking idiots. They always leave. Are you kidding me?
I hate when people leave.
Don't leave. Dude, there was like 10 minutes of movie when they left.
I always say, there's more.
There's a lot more.
Because it's like, dude, all these movies connect, man.
Isn't it funny when you see them leave and then they try to turn around? No, you gotta leave. You're not allowed. Yeah. If, I feel like there should be a rule. If you get up and leave, you're gone. You should have a security guard that won't allow you to see that because you fucked up.
It's like, how long have these movies been connected?
Yeah.
This is like 11 years?
How do you think it's going to end there, you idiot?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Endgame, Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Endgame, and then fucking, it all connects, bro.
It all connects, and they always have the ending at the end.
Dude, it was insane when I tripped out. I fucking said, "Oh shit!" when fucking they brought back J.K. Simmons, the old fucking J. Jonah Jameson from the old
Tobey
Maguire
movies. Yeah.
I was like, "What the fuck?"
That
dude?
Was tight, dude. And he's the best Jameson.
Dude, nobody can fucking
no
replace
one can
him.
Fucking replace
that's
him.
What they're like,
the
you know
mustache,
what?
That's the best.
That's what they're like. I mean, he's older now. He's bald, but you're like, we can't fucking find another J. Jonah Jameson, yeah. And then
do you like what they did with MJ, though?
Yeah, I like it.
You don't like MJ as, like, a redhead, classic MJ?
You know, I like the diversity. I like that it's not all white people.
Like, they changed it up. It's like,
and his best friend is Asian, dude. It's Filipino. It's fucking cool, man.
That guy was the comedy of the movie.
He's fucking, dude, that movie.
Him and his girlfriend, shit was hilarious.
That movie's funny, man.
It was so good.
Dude, and then fucking, I saw it twice already. I'm gonna watch it another time. And then the ending when they fucking revealed this fucking tridenty, I'm like, holy shit. Mind blown, bro.
Guys, spoiler alert. But if you haven't watched it by now, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That movie has been out for like a month.
A lot of people are saying that, like, a lot of us listen to these podcasts and saying it sucks. Like, you know what sucks? Is that because they revealed his identity, he's never going to work at the Daily Bugle like he did in the old movie. I'm like, well, in the old movies... He had to work at the Daily Bugle because he wasn't in the Avengers. I'm pretty sure the Avengers are fucking breaking him off some kind of money, bro.
Yeah, he's an Avenger.
He doesn't have to fucking work at a Daily Bugle now because why wouldn't they fucking pay him? He fucking saved the world, motherfucker, you know?
Damn, Jake, what's his name? Mysterio did him dirty, dude.
Fuck, I think he's still alive.
Mysterio?
I think he's still alive.
Piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, dude. That movie's fucking... Oh my, I love Marvel, man.
Yeah, they just got so good. Like, it was like, during Marvel in the 90s, oh, God, it was unbearably watchable.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They had Captain America, like, Jesus.
That was a shitty-ass movie.
That was so bad. The first Punisher.
The fake fucking ear.
This isn't even fucking Punisher. He's not blonde, you fucking idiot.
And then they had fucking David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury, bro.
Yeah, it was so bad. Well, I don't know. Sometimes, okay, I love Samuel, but Nick Fury was white.
Yeah.
I feel like Nick Nolte would be the best Nick Fury.
Yeah, yeah, sure, yeah.
Not because I'm racist. I love Samuel Jackson.
You're Asian. You can't be racist.
But I can't take him as Nick Fury. Yeah. I don't know if I accept it.
Did you
watch? Because he's Mace Windu. He's so many fucking guys. It's like, God, can we just have not the same actor?
He's two different
guys
in two Disney movies.
Dude, he's Shaft. I just saw him in Shaft. Now he's fucking Nick Fury. Come on. Am I going to believe that shit? Shaft, dude.
Did you see Shazam?
That was good.
That was a good movie.
That was fucking amazing.
That was like the best DC movie I think I've seen.
Yeah, it was way better than Aquaman.
Oh, dude, Aquaman.
Aquaman was just for fucking
Aquaman
chicks.
Was not funny. Aquaman was just awkward. Jason Momoa was not funny, dude.
Aquaman was just for chicks.
It was for chicks.
It was
for
chicks.
It was eye candy, but dude, Shazam.
Endgame was sick. Shazam was dope.
Yeah.
What else? Spider-Man was sick.
Bro.
Yeah, go.
I'll be back. Let me fucking pause this on mine.
Let's do it. So we were talking about Marvel and like how
DC.
Gnarly. We were talking about like the best Marvel movies. What was your favorite Marvel movie?
There's a lot, man. I think my favorite one.
I still like Logan, bro. I don't know.
Logan's
why.
Cool, yeah. That movie's fucking graphic as fuck.
I think
bro.
Did you hear that people were mad that it was too graphic?
Really?
I was like, bitch, it's Wolverine.
Yeah,
I was like, thank God you did that guy, Jeff. He's a savage, bro.
That movie was graphic.
It was
as
so.
Fun.
It reminded me of Terminator 2.
Yeah, I remember when I first started it. Right off the fucking bat.
You expect it? Like, it was the most violent one. You're like, what the fuck, dude? Whoa! There was Deadpool on here.
He slices those fucking cholos in the beginning. Like, what the fuck? That's just graphic.
I just loved how realistic they made him be.
Because that's how it be.
Remember when he feels real life. He's looking at the X-Men Wolverine comic. He's like, all fucking like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, oh, so good.
That was a good one, man.
That was really good.
I think I'm gonna end my podcast ready.
Yeah, dude. Well, you know what I mean? I guess I wanted to talk about the last thing before we dip.
What is it?
So I was telling Rizzo earlier, like, so my dad has been sick in the hospital.
Cold
well, not sick. My dad has had health issues, and I don't know if you guys remember from the beginning, we were just talking about how important it is to eat healthy. Because later down the line, like, you know, just seeing like my dad, I lost my mom to cancer. It's just like a lot of things that could have been prevented. I feel as if you paid attention to your health. So now my dad is on to his second major, you know, health epidemic of this year. Beginning of the year, he had a minor stroke and we got into an accident. He caught a stroke while he was driving with me in the car. Yeah, that was crazy. So
how was that, dude?
It was pretty gnarly. You know, we ran into, you know, those crash test dummy commercials.
Yeah, the old ones.
Yeah, we did that together.
Where on the freeway?
Luckily, we did that in like an empty parking lot.
Okay. So like when that was happening, he just grabbed his chest, or
he just literally, it looked like those car chase scenes in a thriller where he gets like shot in the head,
and he just
and the car just spins out. You don't know what to do.
Did
I thought I was going to die. Yeah, I had to
grab
the wheel or we would have died.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, thank God. You know, I mean, honestly, I give thanks every single day because of that, because I feel like we could have died very easily.
Oh, my gosh.
Somehow he survived. So this time he had something wrong with his bladder, his gallbladder. It was when you eat too much processed fattening foods, your body can't digest or process food.
Especially when you're older, too.
Yeah, so it's like a car part that just kind of failed on him. And so he had to have that removed. And then he has bad kidneys, and I've been reading about that. Like, you could die from that. So it's, like, very important now that he has to change his diet.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I go visit him every day. And
that's good, man. Which hospital is he at?
He's at the Arcadia Methodist Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
But what I've been noticing, like, since I've been going is that this mysterious woman has popped up. Like, since my mom has been gone, my dad has been pretty much a widow for the last 4 or 5 years. And so it's the first time seeing I haven't seen my dad next to a woman since my mom.
Yeah.
So you just show up and see, like.
So to you, it's new because you never seen him to
another. And it's weird. Like, I feel like when I when I come in, I interrupted something.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when kids, like, you know, your mom walks in, you guys are making, and you just do that, like, sudden
stop. Oh, you stop.
Yeah, they just stopped doing whatever they were doing, you know. I don't know what they were doing. But it's like, oh, hi, Junior. Like, what the fuck? Whoa.
And Junior. Then, remember you told me how, like, your dad gets mad when you sneeze?
He's like, ah, shit. And he, like, fucking sneezed till the
no, fart. But when you cough, what does he tell you?
When I cough?
Cover your mouth.
Yeah. My dad had the nurse to tell me to cover my mouth because I cough.
Yeah.
And he sneezes without covering his mouth.
But how does he tell you?
Oh, he'll just be like, you know, it's like, cover your mouth. And then be like, ah, shit. And then like sneeze right after and like not cover his mouth. So anyways, I see him and there's this girl that's been like hanging out. She's actually decent looking, very young, very like.
Really? That's good.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Like she's. And so I'm starting to see the progression. Like the first time she was there, I was like, oh, hi. And she's doing that thing. That weird thing is whenever like parents meet someone new, they try to win over the son.
Yeah.
So she's already giving me like some. She's giving me like Chinese food from like the most expensive restaurants.
Ooh, you're like, oh,
shit. Yeah, like I'll go home with like a $30 fucking box of noodles.
Damn, you know?
I'm like, damn. And so the day I knew it was serious is like, she had bought me noodles, and my dad goes, "If you don't mind, can you give Helen, you know, a special, you know, I don't want anything to happen if she, you know." Escort the beautiful lady to her car, you know? Like, okay, dude. When did I become fucking security, you know? Yeah. And I was kind of annoyed because her car was like hella far.
Really?
And I had just gotten there after I worked. I was like, dude, I don't want to walk this. So anyways, I was like, okay. But it's just like little things like that where I'm starting to see the progression of him liking her. Because today I go to see him and like, you know, I helped him out because he hasn't been working, so I gave him money to pay his rent and, like, car and shit. And then, like, you know, I thought we were just going to kind of, like, vibe out, like, you know, dude talk. Like, how'd your work go? This guy is just going off. You know what I like about Helen? There's a difference from your mom. He, like, kept comparing. Like, he's doing that guy thing. Where
yeah,
you compare.
Yeah. It's just like we do when we, like,
Yeah, yeah, we meet a new girl. Oh, yeah, you're always comparing. Yeah. Oh, Steph
inevitable.
Did this,
it's
but Kat was a bitch here. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's inevitable.
It's inevitable. So today I was just like, it was kind of cute because it was just like, he just couldn't stop.
It gives him, like you said, it gives him new life.
And I was low-key so happy. Like, as much as I'm sad that, like, you know, my mom passed, I just want to see him move on and be.
And just, it gives you a new
know,
energy.
If it's a good woman, yeah.
Gives a new energy where it's like, okay,
oh,
he's going to want to live longer.
Yeah, there's this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's, dude, you said it right there. I just want
like,
him
now
to
he's
live longer.
Live longer because now he's got this new.
And she's on it. Oh,
yeah.
She's cooking him baked potato.
Man.
Oh, I'm going to make the best baked potato in all of LA. It's like, hey. She's in there making them fucking sweet potatoes. And
I'm going to tear up, bro.
Oh, bro, she was in there like, dude.
This is a cute story, man.
It's a really cute story. She was like.
I'm going to cry, man. Because this is
go good. Because she was holding him down, dude. And it was like, it was really cute because.
It's like a teenager dating.
He's like a little teenager, dude. And it's weird because, you know, when I text my dad, he's almost like a video game. My action commands the response.
Automatic reply. Yeah.
If I kick him, he's going to punch back. You know? So I set up a text today which was kind of weird because I just got the red.
Yeah.
And I was like,
he didn't reply. You got ghosted, bro.
My dad straight ghosted me. Like, and I knew because he was with the homegirl, right? I was like, oh, shut the fuck up, right? I texted this fool at like 12.
Yeah.
Noon, lunch. Oh, and man. He hits me up at like 9 p.m., like right when I'm getting down to the couch.
Fuck?
Are you coming? I'm like, shut up, right? And then, dude, I go there, and usually, like, it's my dad. Like, the first time he got sick, dude, he was almost like waiting for me to arrive.
David, come.
Dude, I went in there, it's like, he's in the fucking fetal position.
Yeah.
It's like.
Texting.
Oh, yeah, dude, he's texting.
He's fucking. Like,
he's being
like
a little teenager. Girl. Oh, fucking. You just hear the typing.
That's awesome for him, bro. I'm happy.
And then he's like, you know, he's sending her, like, I just got done sending Helen, you know, the link to Make a Way. She loves Make a Way. Oh, the whole time she listened to, you know, on the way here. And I'm like, this is so cute.
That's awesome.
You know what? Like, young love. Young love is so, like, it's you're always gonna have young love,
dude. Yeah, exactly.
When you're 20, like if you're a 20-year-old right now, and you're not going through the you know women. You need to step your shit up,
dude. I feel it doesn't matter how old you are, as long as you start like dating somebody new and like you start falling in love, you're gonna feel like you're a teenager again.
He's being a fucking teenager.
You never seen him like
that.
Oh
my god, no.
Because
I've always known him with my mom.
Because that stage.
I've never seen him in the fucking.
That stage was before you were born.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I never saw the fucking the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
I just saw like dad and mom.
That's
serious as fuck.
That's cute, man.
So to see him all kind of like, make sure you eat, it's just like walking the young lady to her car. You know, like, bitch, who, what?
That's so
walk funny. The young lady to her car. You know how far her car is? It's just like these little things that he's doing. And it's just, it's endearing as fuck, you know? It's really cute. It's like.
No, that's awesome for your dad, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's rejuvenated him again. To like,
and he kept saying, you know what's funny? He kept saying, too, it's he kept going, like, he'd talk about how amazing he is. But we'll see.
Yeah, but we'll see.
We'll see. You never know. I take it slow. Tomorrow, he come. I'm like, okay, dude, you are grossing me. I gotta go, dude. I gotta grow. Because I am being hella like, you know, because at the same time, still your dad.
Yeah, so your dad, you're like, oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, okay. You know, like, I love it and I respect it, but you're still that little kid, like, ew, daddy likes a new girl.
It's kind of, you never went through this because your parents never got divorced, but I'm pretty sure it's kind of like when.
Yeah, to see him.
When your parents get divorced and they start dating somebody new, but you never went through that, you know?
You never knew that. And then, like, to think that, like, all those times when he would try to give me advice on chicks when I was. Because right now, I'm on my Zen mode. Like,
yeah.
I'm on Master Splinter Grind. Like, you could throw a fucking. A chick can bounce on my dick and I'll just throw her right off.
Yeah.
Dude. You know, like, I don't care. I'm like, don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to grind it out. So to be in a position where, like, I'm the guy, I'm the dude giving advice.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm the dude that my dad
is
getting all giddy about a girl about. Like, oh, my God, are you kidding me right now,
man? Help him out. You got to give him pointers.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, losing his mind.
That's awesome. That's good for your dad, man. That's great. How old is your dad again?
67.
Oh, that's still young, bro.
Still young. And I'm really happy for him.
When he gets better, man, dude, man, take him to the gym, bro.
He's going to go to the gym. Bad. And, you know, during this whole process, it also made me realize, like, I also have to step my game up. Only because, you know, he has really big plans of, like, things he wants to achieve.
And that's because he still has plans at that age.
And I'm glad he does. But it's almost like that guy, like, you see those movies where it's like, they need that young guy's help.
Exactly, man.
You know, and I feel like, if anything, is if I want to blow in comedy, like, let's say, like my comedy takes off truly.
Yeah.
Well, guess who the main benefactor of that would be?
Your father, man.
Of course, because my material's about him. So if I'm on Netflix saying, you know, my dad is struggling, you know how many fucking people will just see him and, like, if he started a GoFundMe They would just donate the fuck out of that fucking GoFundMe account.
You're rich,
you know?
Man. You buy a big mansion. You have them live in the fucking...
Exactly.
The back house mansion, you know?
The back house or whatever.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. I would love to do that because I just feel like he'd be the best grandpa.
Ooh.
And, you know, it's just made my vision for success more concrete.
Now, at this point...
Because
the roles have switched, and now you want to be a provider.
And the roles have switched because I used to not know what I wanted because I didn't care about being famous or being rich. I just wanted to skate all day.
Yeah.
Like that's what's dope about skating. It's like, I don't care how rich I am. I would still care, like, if I could still skate.
Yeah.
But if I could make some money.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
You know, and, like, the only reason I would want to be stupid rich is to... use that to help out, you know? Like, I just, like, honestly, dude, you guys out there, like, I could be happy in my little studio skating every day. And it's just what skating taught me is to, like, appreciate life.
The minimal, the bare
minimum. It's like you're a minimalist
the minimum,
life. The enjoying life. You're not worried about tomorrow. You're not worried. You're just worried about today. That I do a trick today. That's it.
Yeah.
And so if I can somehow manage to do what I want to do with comedy for the reasons of, like, getting paid, I would want to be able to do that to help.
Fuck yeah, man.
My fucking folks, you know? More my folk.
Your father, yeah, man.
Since my mom's done, it'd be my folk.
Dude.
But, you know, my folks, because it'd make the mom happy.
Dude, your dad's gonna live another fucking 40 years, bro.
He will, and God bless this new girl that came into his heart.
Give him a new fucking life, man.
That this is gonna give him a new 20 years. You know what? Because I read that after a spouse passes, there was, like, a statistic that the 5 years.
The person passes out.
Yeah, but I feel
that's
like,
what happened to my fucking great.
You know what I'm saying? You die of a broken heart, bro. And sometimes I feel like, if this chick could really, like, be an impact, he's not going to want to die. He's going to want to eat better. He's going to want to live.
He's going to be like, I'm going to work out because I want to look good for this girl, you know? Uh-huh. Get him on fucking Tinder, bro.
No, I don't want to get him on Tinder, dude, because there's too many ratchet-ass people on Tinder. But
you said he's going to work out more. He's going to want to be fit. He's going to be eating better. He's going to extend his life another fucking 40 years, bro.
So shout out to all you women out there because at the end of the day, you're our motivation to do better. And without a good girl.
Or if you're gay, without a good guy.
Yeah, without a good, whatever, a
or
good
if
companion.
You're a woman, yeah.
A companion.
Yeah.
You need a companion.
Exactly.
In this life, we all are searching for a companion.
2018. Yeah. I was going to say 2017. I'm going to say 2018 right now. 2019 summer, bro. This is our summer, bro.
This is our summer. This has been my best summer, dude.
This is a fun summer, bro.
It's been a great fucking summer. And you know what,
dude? My girlfriend's roommates moved out, bro. It's just me and her right now at that fucking house. And we love it, bro.
That's awesome.
We love it, bro. We don't like, dude. We're enjoying not having roommates right now.
Fuck roommates, dude.
We love
actually, them. Speaking of summer, hold on.
You gonna play a summer song?
Dude, I got one.
Cruel Summer? Karate Kid?
No, let's go.
Will Smith, baby. I always have fun with you, fucking George Lang.
Yeah, man, I have fun with you too.
Fucking fun podcast, bro. You always
give
me drugs, bro.
Follow, hey guys, I have an announcement to make. I have a YouTube channel. We're putting some good content. I haven't told too many people about it, but it's Wang's World. You can follow me on Instagram, George Wang Jr. George Wang, as in, like, Wang's, and then Jr. abbreviated JR. And I'm at the starting gate in Los Alamitos. I'm featuring for that guy Cochino we're talking about next Tuesday.
No neck Cochino.
And I just opened my own kiosk. It's my own pop-up shop. I sell electric skateboards at the San Anita Mall. So if you guys want to come by and cop an electric board, I guarantee it'll make your dick bigger. So just come by, holler, follow me on Instagram. Just don't follow me in real life because it's hella creepy. And thank you, Rizzo.
Thanks, George Wang. I had fun with you, man.
I had fun, dude. This was always a blast. You're the reason I'm doing without Rizzo, there would be no podcast. So
you're the homie, bro. We've been friends for a long time, 8 years already, man.
8 years skating comedy. I'll tell you, we got a different type of friendship because you know, we come from two different genres of things we do that complement each other very nicely. So thank you guys for listening, and hopefully Rizzo can get home okay, because we got him a little twisted tonight.
The gritas.
Steph, he's coming for you.
I'm coming for you. Open your fucking legs. I'm going to fucking slide it into tonight.
He's going to slide into that tribal tattoo on you.
The tribal tattoo. That Filipino fucking pussy, bro.
Late. Jesus. Fuck.